Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Breathless by Dean Koontz, performed by Jeffrey Cummings. To Aesop, 26 centuries late and with apologies for the length. And as always and forever, to Gerda. Science must not impose any philosophy, any more than the telephone must tell us what to say. G.K. Chesterton. Part 1. Life and Death. Chapter 1. A moment before the encounter, a strange expectancy overcame Grady Adams, a sense that he and Merlin were not alone. In good weather and bad, Grady and the dog walked the woods and the meadows for 2 hours every day. In the wilderness, he was relieved of the need to think about anything other than the smells and sounds and textures of nature, the play of light and shadow, the way ahead and the way home. Generations of deer had made this path through the forest toward a meadow of grass and fragrant clover. Merlin led the way, seemingly indifferent to the spoor of the deer and the possibility of glimpsing the white flags of their tails ahead of him. He was a 3-year-old, 160-pound Irish wolfhound, 36 inches tall, measured from his withers to the ground, his head higher on a muscular neck. The dog's rough coat was a mix of ash gray and darker charcoal. In the evergreen shadows, he sometimes seemed to be a shadow too, but one not tethered to its source.